Love one another as I have loved you. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while you are on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know what a hijab is? Have you ever heard of that, a hijab? It is a head covering worn by many Muslim women in public. I know it's sometimes viewed as a sign of subjugation of women by men. And that definitely does happen. And it should be denounced whenever it does happen. But there is a deeper metaphorical meaning of a hijab. It is to veil or to protect the holy and the sacred from the unholy or the profane. In other words, just as God and heaven are veiled, hidden from view, from the view of the earth, so too women are veiled from the gaze of men. But notice, this is not because women are inferior to men, but exactly the opposite. It's because women are superior to men. Like heaven is superior to earth. In the Western world, we have an equivalent of the hijab as well. When a bride enters the church on her wedding day, sometimes she veils her face. Have you seen that? Not only that, but some grooms are not even permitted to see the bride before the wedding. They protect her from his gaze. Now, all these crazy customs, are they to demonstrate the inferiority of the bride to the groom and to everyone else? Or to highlight her superiority? Well, just ask the father of the bride who has to pay for the wedding. If the veil means his daughter is superior or inferior. Furthermore, we use veils in the Catholic Church to highlight holiness. Some churches cover the tabernacle with a veil. Some cover the chalice and the paten with a veil. Some nuns wear a veil. Even the communion rail is a veil to distinguish the sanctuary, the heavenly and the sacred, from the rest of the church, the worldly and the secular. All these veils denote a metaphorical but also a metaphysical line in the sand to shield the sacred from the sinful, to protect women from men, to hide heaven from earth, to distinguish and delineate what is superior from what is inferior. That is, hijabs can be holy. In the first reading today, St. Paul devotes a few verses to talk about veils too. The apostle writes, "To this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil covers the hearts of the children of Israel. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is removed." In other words, with the coming of Christ in the incarnation, God becoming a man, the great veil between heaven and earth has been swept aside. And we can see like a sneak peek into heaven whenever we see Jesus. Nevertheless, our vision is still veiled and clouded. Heaven is still hidden from plain sight, and we walk by faith, not by sight, as St. Paul will clarify two chapters later in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. So we have to ask the question, when will the veil be completely removed? When will we get to see the bride lift the veil and see the groom kiss the bride? Well, that's exactly what the last book of the Bible tells us. The book of Revelation, or in Greek, Apocalypsis, literally means the unveiling, the uncovering of a bride. In other words, at the end of time and at the end of history, that not only marks the coming of Christ, but also the unveiling of the bride of Christ on her wedding day. Christ will return as the divine groom, and the church will be revealed as the bride, holy and humble. And the glorious groom will lift her veil and kiss her eternally. The book of Revelation closes with the importuning and the impatient bride begging the Lord to return in glory. We read in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, "The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come, Lord Jesus.'" Brides can't wait for their wedding day. But until that day arrives, we walk by faith and not by sight. The bride of Christ, the church, should walk with veiled face, humbly wearing a holy hijab. And that, by the way, goes for men as well as women. Praised be Jesus Christ.